and welcome in, family and friends, to this midweek discussion of empowerment. We are thankful to call Fireside Chat. We'll be right back after these messages. If you are looking to experience Refuge Mount Olive's conferences, exclusive summits, even previous revivals, then we, the community of Romo, encourage you to become a subscriber. Here, you'll be able to receive presiding officer insight from yours truly, Drenande Summons, ministerial operation, as well as community outreach and, most importantly, empowerment. This is Romo Radio. Welcome in, family and friends, to this midweek discussion. We are so thankful to call Fireside Chat. I am your host, Drenande Summons. A true blessing and a privilege it is to serve as the presiding officer for Refuge of Mount Olive, as well as for the speaker for this moment of empowerment. I am so thankful for the continuous growing audience of Refuge in Mount Olive. I am so thankful for what we do. And we are truly expanding above and beyond the airwaves. And I just want to thank the listeners, everyone who identifies with Refuge in Mount Olive. To any regard, I truly thank you so much. And we are going on to higher heights. I thank God for the continued obedience of the leadership platform here, Refuge Mount Olive, because we are authentic. We are LGBTQIA+. We are Christ-oriented. We are community-oriented. We are in... And I would like to say, when I emphasize Christ, we are Christian, but we are faith-based, but we do believe in inclusivity to the highest regard. We believe in the power of prayer. We believe in the bloodshed cross. We believe that God has created us to do all great things. And that is through all, and we accept all religions. We accept all faith beliefs. There is no exclusivity. In regard, and you know, it's so important that we speak of this. We're in February because it's about to get conference. It's about to become our conference season. And when I tell you this is our conference season for Refuge in Mount Olive, like you've never had it before, you are going to be jam packed. I tell you, back to back to back. And we want to really get ourselves ready. We'll remain potentially, with the be encouraged for the sake of our productivity and for the sake of our consistent viewership. But we do want to make sure that we're doing all that we need in every regard for what God is having, for what our preparation, for what our hands are doing in this season. And so I'm so thankful. And I know, again, that this is not your typical movement. This is not your typical organization. Where we're talking about a lot of things that are usually disassociated to the greatest regards when we're talking LGBTQIA+ and faith, and when we're talking communities and diversity and inclusivity, understanding privilege, understanding underprivileged, understanding underserved, understanding the dynamics of socioeconomic divisions, and how important it is for all walks of life to come together. It is important for us to include and listen and understand different perspectives and voices of empowerment. And here at Refuge Mount Olive, we believe in that from the foundation up, before the millions and billions come. We are speaking it right now in the name of Jesus for us to be a sovereign movement, an organization revolved around empowerment, community outreach, and ministerial operation. We believe in what we have been empowered to do this day and forever more. It is so important for us to remember that in this time, whatever you're called to, you might as well just get to it and do the work. We're going to have some amazing people on, and we're going to talk more about this aspect because we want to get ourselves ready. We don't want to worry ourselves. We have this election coming up. We don't want to worry ourselves with how people are receiving or how people are responding in this time or how things are going to be. We have valid reason to worry, but that's not going to help us. What we need to do is learn how, and one way that I highly suggest us to do is first pray and analyze what our goals and intentions are, because everyone's going to have an agenda, and we need to make sure that we stick to what we have on ours, how we honor our divine agenda, our practical agenda, our personal agenda, our private agendas. All these are important in such a time because we're going to look over and we're going to see a lot. We're going to look over and see a lot to our left and to our right. And it's important for us not to get so distracted by asking, oh my goodness, did you see that? Did you see this? We need to be focused on what we have going on. If I can name this power hour tonight, this is definitely more of an open conversation because, again, we have a lot going on, and I want us to just be excited for what is happening presently and again, understand that we're bringing a lot of personality and bringing more of community into Refuge of Mount Olive's podcast experience. So I, again, want to make sure that we're growing in that regard. And you know, it's so, again, important. Whatever you got going on, it's vital for you to focus tonight, focus tomorrow. And there's things that we are struggling with, and we have to deal with them confidently. We have to be bold and even intentional, understanding that these things are to help get us to a point of power as we endure our process. We are privileged to have one of an amazing executive, an amazing dear friend in my life, an amazing leader, Bay Area designer. He is a Summons Productions executive as well. Marsha Olson, we were speaking of the process, and it's a perseverance in the process that equivalates to the power. That was one note that we brought. So we need to get to a point, Refuge of Mount Olive, where we're truly cognizant of our power and not so focused on pitying ourselves in the process. There's a lot of things we dislike right now, but how can we bring these things to our power? Pray tonight in a regard, hoping that God is to turn things around. And I'm confident that as we believe in what we have tonight, and I say tonight because we got to get present. We got to stop worrying about tomorrow so much. Tomorrow will figure itself out. We need to get focused now. Whatever you need to do, write it down. Prepare yourselves, because there is a war going on, and this one isn't a physical war this time. It's a war where we must put on the full armor of knowledge, of divinity, of love, of truth, of self-power, because the enemy is going to come and try to knock us off our course. And we need to be ready. We have to be more than ready. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for what you have for us. We thank you for this midweek discussion of empowerment. We thank you for Refuge of Mount Olive. God, we are moving in these times, and we know that as we experience these transitions, we know you remain real. As we do the work, give us the obedience, the power, the grace. Lord, give us the energy to move forward when we don't feel like it's worthy enough, like it's worth it.
We come prostrate before you because we know these times are not easy. We know, God, the times are so unprecedented, and we just need a touch from you from so many ways. And it's the people on the front line that need you. It's the people doing the works unseen that need you. It's the people who love without regard and receipts who need you, God. It's I that need you. It's we the people that need you. And we lay here laying everything out before you, God, needing a refreshing of the new. It is time for us to be blessed. We pray for greater affluency and great abundance as we continue to mold ourselves in our power. Bless Refuge in Mount Olive. Bless our ministerial operation, community outreach, and God bless our empowerment. And we pray, God, that you bless our in-person service and bless our membership and bless our finances so that we may grow to more solidarity, so that we may be a provider in communities national and internationally. Grow Refuge in Mount Olive right now. We lift up this organization in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you do a great thing in this year alone, wherefore doors are open and minds are regulated, wherefore this platform does powerful things through your divinity. And we'll be so careful to give your name the glory and praise it so rightfully deserves. It is for the sake of Calvary we do pray. All is well. Amen. If you'd like to keep up with us outside of the podcast experience, you can follow us on Instagram at r.o.m.o_. You can also follow our YouTube page at Refuge in Mount Olive, as well as our Facebook. Thank you so much.